Hey, you, it's a blind life. Welcome back to the It's a Blind Life podcast. My name is Aria, my sister's name is Belle, and we're two legally blind sisters who decided to make a podcast just talking about our lives as blind people. It's a variety show. We talk about what we want when we want, and really, what you see is what you get for this. There's no rhyme or reason, nothing like that. We're just kind of here talking about our lives. That's pretty much it. So that being said, of course, if you can't tell, I am alone today. Belle had to go back up to our home state because she had several doctor's appointments and other things that she had to take care of while she's up home. So I'm all by myself. I'm all by my lonesome. We were going to try to kind of bulk record a little bit. But unfortunately, with the timing of when I had to go back up to our home state, and then the timing of Belle's finals, and then Belle going back up, you know, it just hasn't worked out very well for us to have some good recording time to be able to do what we need to do. So instead, what you get is me all by my little lonesome, but that's okay, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to just tell just a little bit of a funny story from my life, just as something that's, you know, a little shorter, a little more lighthearted, that kind of thing. And the story that I'm going to tell today is actually a story about how bad I am with directions. So, preface, I am horrible at knowing where I am most of the time. I feel like I'm slowly getting better, but it has, knowing where I am in location to other things has never been a strong suit of mine. It's always been a joke in my family that, you know, I could easily get lost in my own backyard. It's probably happened, to be perfectly honest with you. But yeah, so essentially, the story that I have to tell is back from when I was a small kid. And my parents were taking me, it must have been summertime, and we were going to go visit my uncle who lives out in a different part of Pennsylvania. And normally it's a several hour drive from our house to his house. So, you know, not an easy, you know, trip to do all the time. And so I was very young. I was probably like elementary school age, like no older than 10, I would guess. And I'm not sure if Belle was around yet for this or not. I don't know if she was just a little baby or if she was a little bit older. I don't remember exactly. But essentially, my parents got us all loaded up in the car, got everything packed, ready to go, and we started driving to my uncle's house. And apparently they had forgotten something and had to turn around and come back. Now, the thing is, too, is that when I was little, I would read in the car. You know, I would read in the car or I would find something else, like some other activity to keep me entertained in the car. And I would not pay attention to where we were going. So, with that, my parents, you know, had turned around. I was none the wiser that we had turned around. And they pulled back into our house. And I don't even think I really looked up from whatever I was reading or whatever I was doing, but I just felt the car stop. And in my head, I feel like we must have been driving for forever and I just didn't know. I had said to my parents, "Are we there already?" And of course, they start laughing hysterically because I don't even really realize that we're, you know, not out in another part of Pennsylvania. Instead, we are sitting in our driveway. And I can't remember if it was my mom or my dad, but one of them was just like, "No, we forgot something. Like, we have not left." We have not gotten all that far. We are still at home. And I was just kind of like, "Oh, well, okay, that's fine." And I went back to doing whatever I was doing. But my parents always laugh at that now about how I have no idea where I am at any point in time. And it's true. Most of the time, I don't know where I am. I get lost very easily. It's gotten to the point where I have an idea of like where I am for certain places, but the minute you go from like a normal route, I have no idea where I am. Like, for example, from my parents' house to the place where I used to work, I could get you, like, granted, it's a very easy route. It's pretty much just a straight shot. But I can get you from point A to point B just going from like those locations. But if you were to try to turn off to go somewhere else and not stay on that route, or you go further past that route to try to go somewhere else, don't know. Couldn't tell you where we're going until we get to the next place where I kind of know a bit where things are, or general idea. Sometimes I get things very confused and messed up. Sometimes I know where I'm going. It's very rare. Directions just aren't my forte, as compared to someone like Belle, who she very much knows where she is most of the time. But my thing is that I'm much better at, like, if you, I have like a phone GPS up and it's, you know, trying to walk somewhere and it says, you know, go here and do this. I can follow that very easily and I can get you where you need to go as long as I have that. Belle does not follow that very well. It's always kind of funny because she goes the wrong way, like every time when you're starting out somewhere. And it's very amusing to me personally, but that's just me. So, yeah, like I said, that's pretty much all I have. This is going to be a very, very short episode, and I apologize for that. But, you know, like I said, it's just me on my own, and I didn't want to tell like 20 million funny stories because I need to save some. I need to not tell all of the stories all of the time. So instead, you know, just this one little quick story and explanation about how I'm terrible at directions. And that's pretty much all I've got for this week. So, of course, if you like this episode, if you like what you've been listening to, please consider following the podcast and sharing the episode with your friends. It really would help us to grow the show, and we would appreciate the support those actions would give. And hey, if you want to leave a review, that would be okay too. And a big thank you again for listening to this quick little story, you know, just listening to this short little episode. Next time, I'm not really sure what's going to be happening. It's going to very much depend. So Belle is up in PA for a little while, and the amount of time she is up there has been changed about 5 times already. So I don't really know when she's going to be coming back. So it's just going to depend. And if she's not going to be here, I will have something to talk about. But if she is, it will probably be different. So I don't really want to say, you know, one way or another. I kind of just have to play it by ear and see when she gets back. And hopefully she's back. But of course, she probably might not be. We'll find out. So yeah, so Can't really say what next time's episode is going to be, but hope you tune in. It should be something fun regardless. So that being said, hey, don't forget that it is a blind life, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.